This is Dr. Ali Dikering, history physical, patient name Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, date of birth 10-4-1932, place Future Care Charles Village, date of service 1-7-2024, patient seen today for comprehensive evaluation, history and physical at the Charles Village. History of present illness, this is a 91-year-old female with a known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, CKD stage 3, coronary artery disease, non-obstructive, mild cognitive impairment, sixth sinus syndrome, status post, dual chamber pacemaker placement. She was brought to the Union Memorial Hospital, elective procedure on 12-28-2023. For planned dual chamber permanent pacemaker generator change. The procedure was canceled due to critically elevated serum glucose was more than 400. Endocrine consulted and they started patient on 12 units of Lantus Lispro with each meal and medium sliding scale insulin coverage. Her elective procedure was rescheduled for 12-29. She underwent pacemaker generator change, exchange. She tolerated the procedure well. Postoperatively, she was planning for discharge home. However, due to weakness, she was unable to get up from the seated position. Patient lives home alone. She was admitted to the hospital for physical therapy evaluation, and they decided subsequently patient to be sent to subacute rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, she is lying on the bed, no headache, no dizziness, no fever, no chills, no cough. And she does have a dry cough and congestion. While in the nursing rehab, she was tested positive for COVID. And patient agreed to be started antiviral therapy, and she was started on that. We did labs and chest x-ray. At the facility. Past medical history, number one, hypertension, number two, head and axial mass, number three, history of heart failure with a preserved ejection fraction, next line, six, sinus syndrome, status post pacemaker replacement, next line, colonic polyp, next line, depression, next line, diabetes mellitus, next line, diarrhea, next line, coronary artery disease, non-obstructive lesion, next line, GERD, next line, history of ventral hernia, history of hiatal hernia, history of hyperlipidemia, memory impairment, nephrolithiasis, history of obesity, history of osteoporosis, peptic ulcer disease, CKD, history of syncope, history of cholecystitis, surgical history include catheterization, left heart, showed non-obstructive coronary artery disease, colonoscopy, breast biopsy, cholecystectomy, hernia repair, hysterectomy, left knee surgery, history of ulcer repaired, and vagotomy, V-A-G-O-T-O-M-Y. Social history, no alcohol, no drug, she lives at home. medications. Tarsimide, 10 milligram every Tuesday, Thursday. Amlodipine, 2.5 milligram daily. Tarsimide, 10 milligram every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 3 times a week. Amlodipine, 2.5 milligram daily for hypertension. Tramadol, 50 milligram BID. Lantus insulin, 6 units at bedtime. Sertraline, 50 milligram daily for depression. Iron tablet, 325 milligram daily. Vitamin D, 1000 units daily. Donepezil, 10 milligram daily for dementia. Saline scale coverage with Humalog, Pepcid 40 milligram daily, Atorvastatin 20 milligram daily, Metoprolol 100 milligram daily, Humalog 4 units with each meal, Seneca 2 tablets daily for constipation, Lovinox 30 milligram supplements daily for DVT prophylaxis. Patient was started on Malano, MALNUPIRAVIR, Malnopiravir, 200 milligram, 4 capsule BID, to be given for 5 days for recent COVID infection. And she has a cough. She started Mucinex 600 milligram BID for 1 week. Through our system, no headache, dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, dry cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no abdominal diarrhea, chest. She has a left-sided, the pacemaker side dressing in place. It's not painful. Abdomen, no abdominal diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no leg pain, gender unit, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, no dizziness, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. A physical exam, patient is awake, alert. Now, allergies, patient is allergic to crab, iodine, and shellfish. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 2, blood pressure 112 over 63, pulse 62, temperature 98.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 99%, and room air body weight is 169.2 pounds. Head rate mac tamukharic, eyes on ectaric, no ENA discharge. Throat, no exudate, neck supple, no JVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, bilateral round at the bases, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, box from past to extremities. No cough tenderness, dry skin. Neuro, she is awake, alert, moving all her extremities equal. Circuitry, patient is cooperative. Assessment, patient is admitted to substitute rehab with number 1, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, 6 on syndrome, status post, dual chamber pacemaker placement, and the recently patient has generator exchange on 12/29/2023. Patient tolerated the procedure well. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Type 2, next line, CKD, stage 3, A. Next line, hypertension. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, non-expected coronary artery disease. Next line, mild cognitive impairment. Next line, history of Sexton syndrome, history of pacemaker placement for Sexton syndrome. Next line, recent COVID infection. While they're done at the admission to the nursing rehab, admission protocol, cessation of the dry cough. Next line, history of peptic ulcer disease. Next line, history of depression, plan of care, patient also the history of CHF, plan of care will continue torsemide 3 times a week, continue amlodipine for hypertension, chronic lower extremity knee pain, will continue tramadol 50 mg BID-PRN. For diabetes, continue Lantus along with insulin, pre-meal and salad scale coverage. For depression, continue sertraline. For anemia, continue ferrosulfate. Supplement daily, vitamin D supplement. For hypolipidemia, continue statin and beta blocker. For coronary artery disease, patients will maintain on statin and beta blocker. PTOT for precautions. Local skin care. All the medication will be reviewed and discussed with the nursing staff and the patient. Thank you.